You're listening to a mini-episode of Not So Live from Asteroid G here, not at the Super Bowl. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Your buddy Mike the Ghoul on the sideline reporting the results. How you guys doing today?
This just in a week ago.
Yeah, it was an interesting game, and I think the majority of people got the results they wanted. I think people had Chiefs fatigue. I get it.
I mean, I don't care that much. We've already established that. But yeah, at the same time, I hate the Eagles. So
fair.
I lived in Pennsylvania, and Eagles fans are the worst. So
they are. I will say that they are passionate, I think is the best way to describe
them. They destroyed their city after they won. That was impressive.
I mean, you know, celebration. Nothing says celebrate like destruction. And Philly knows how to do it right, you know.
Why not? But that game did not play out at all the way I think people were expecting. Maybe the result was what people wanted, but, like, it wasn't what people were expecting, that's for sure. The Chiefs to get absolutely destroyed in the first half and never recover.
Yeah. I mean, it was, what, 34-0 at one point? 24-0 at the half, and the game was decidedly one-sided. I mean, I know you don't know a lot of football, so, like, it was as bad as you think it was.
It's fine. They were just getting ready for the preseason.
I mean, 33 yards or something they had total offense in the first half. It was just bad.
And
Philly came to play, and as someone who knows sports and has watched every Super Bowl that I can remember since Super Bowl 25, the way to win these games is the exact blueprint that they did. You have to get pressure on the opposing quarterback with just four people. You can blitz, you can do your thing, and that's fine, but you have to pressure the quarterback with only four. You have to have your seven people in coverage to close out lanes, double coverage, whatever you want to say. And the Eagles shut them down. I mean, six sacks, and they blitzed exactly zero times. It was tremendously impressive defensively.
From a certain perspective, there is also the thought of it is hard for a team to carry on like a long-term legacy without blowing up. Like very few teams can win multiple times with basically the same roster, more or less. Patriots were one of the few to do it, and it wasn't really like Belichick and Brady had a good working relationship for a while there, and they could learn from the teams they were playing and recover. Like, there was that one Super Bowl where they practically lost it in the first half and then came all the way back and barely won it. Yeah, like, no other team could pull that kind of shit off, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I mean, the greatest coach and the greatest quarterback of all time.
Exactly.
It was a deadly 20-year combination. As a Jet fan, I lived it for years, and it was sad.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing of if you look at it from that perspective, then there are very few players who can carry on a legacy like that for a decade or more, Brady being one of them. And the Chiefs, for all their great players, you only get two or three good years out of them before you start having to really change things up normally. So it wasn't their time. Maybe they recover, maybe they don't. But if they don't, you got the one or two that you got. So
A few stats here about Patrick Mahomes: 7 years in the league, seven consecutive AFC title games, five Super Bowl appearances, three victories. I mean, it's pretty good. And he lost. He lost the most recent one, to your point.
Yep.
But it's been very impressive what the Chiefs have done. The roster will look very different next year. They got a lot of free agents. Is Kelce going to retire? I don't know. It's going to be a very different Chief team next year. But, you know, as a football fan, our community definitely thought that a year or two ago. And they've done nothing but sustain. So we will see. But it's definitely going to be a very different offseason for the city of Kansas City.
That's not the celebration they were hoping for. But let's get to what really matters above everything else in this whole discussion. Tecmo Bowl lied to us.
It did.
How disappointing. Man? Come on.
I mean, they had kind of like the score right in the NFC game that we had, but definitely backwards. We had ours had Washington absolutely destroy Philadelphia, and it was the other way around. And the Super Bowl had the Chiefs winning, I think, like in the fourth quarter, our Tecmo Bowl, and it was not even that close. So Tecmo Bowl, you were fun, but you missed the mark this time.
This year. It's not always Mr. Groundhog getting it right. Yeah. This time it was a little off.
Yeah. It was tough, but it is what it is.
Keep an eye on that for next year. Send our feedback and be like, you got the teams wrong, guys. Fix it for next time.
I know. Yeah.
Finally.
But that's the thing about sports, though. There's always another year.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's fun to do it this way. There's no guarantee we're ever going to be right. Finally, because I've been seeing a lot of this in Reddit and on the news and everything else, the halftime show. Thoughts?
I mean, I enjoyed it. I don't know a whole lot of Kendrick Lamar's catalog. Mm-hmm. I know his song from Black Panther, and I know a couple other ones. I did not even know, because of how detached I am, that there was a beef between him and Drake. And there was like this huge thing. And literally, on the biggest stage of the world, he just apparently shoved it down Drake's throat.
Obliterated him, yeah.
And I can appreciate that. I mean, there's nothing like roasting somebody on national television for the world to see. That was something.
And then there's all kinds of people complaining about the politics, quote-unquote, of it. About,
sure.
The fact that it was all black performers on stage for a black artist, which I don't think 3 or 4 years back anyone would have even thought anything about.
No.
Or the fact that, you know, in previous years when it's been a white artist, they've had white backup singers with them and no one's complained. But now they're complaining, like, where's the white people? It's like, come on, it's DEI. You told us not to do that. So it's all black people now. Not gonna have a token white guy on there.
It's like everybody's gonna find some fault in something nowadays.
Of course. And
you know, you can find fault in anything if you want, but it didn't bother me. I could appreciate good music, I can appreciate entertainment. Did I understand it? No. Yeah. Did I appreciate it? Sure. It was fine.
I mean, I can't say that I've really cared about an artist that's played the Super Bowl for the last 20 years or so.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm a grunge rocker, so very rarely does my kind of music show up at the biggest shows of the world, and it's not just the Super Bowl, World Series, or like they're not getting like Tool out to play the national anthem or some shit. You know, not that they wouldn't kill it. Oh, they would kill it.
Yeah. Give me the Super Bowl halftime show with Maynard coming out with Tool and with Perfect Circle and with Pussifer, just like 1, 2, 3.
And you know they would put on a show that no one would enjoy purposefully.
Oh, yeah. And you want to talk about people not understanding the room, put them on stage and let's see how people feel about that one.
It'd be glorious. Yeah. It would.
Oh, yeah. Overall, good game. Mm-hmm. I think the results were what most people wanted. Halftime show was fine. Tecmo Bowl got it wrong, but we had fun doing it.
Yep, and then I caught the trailer for Thunderbolts that played during it. I didn't watch Super Bowl itself, but
yeah.
It's fine.
It was okay.
Yeah, it was fine. And that's my problem. We're gonna have a Marvel podcast in a couple weeks because mm-hmm. You and I are gonna like watch Captain America, and then we're gonna discuss. Yeah. But. Mm-hmm. Like, that trailer, I've been struggling with Thunderbolts this whole time. One, because do we care about characters we haven't seen forever? And also...
Probably not.
Yeah, no. You're making a movie about a bunch of people we haven't seen since Phase 4. No one gives a shit. And it looks, as much as there's some good humor in it, it looks Marvel bland.
Yeah, we've gone over this. I mean, they've disappointed quite a bit. I have high hopes for Captain America, and I think that looks pretty good. We'll see. I mean, it's been, you don't want to say, and we've said this, a downward spiral since Infinity War, but where can you go? Where can you go from there?
Yeah, I know. I know. We will have more on that later, but yay, Super Bowl. We'll do this again next
sports.
Year.
Yay. It'll be fun. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for letting me scratch my football itch.
We do it once a year. That's all we do it for.
That's it. Maybe I can get you to do it for, like, you know, major sporting, you know, finals. But, you know, Super Bowl, I'll take what I can get.
If we can find something similar to the Tecmo Super Bowl with the updated rosters, I'd probably be willing to do that.
That's a cool idea.
And then
like,
I can
find, like, Super Bases Loaded or Blades of Steel or something. That'd be fun.
Totally poorly broadcast a hockey game just like I do. Hey, look, Luke, we're coming together for the sports puck.
Yeah, yes. I think they're making a touchdown.
Yes, it's got in the net. That is a score, yes?
Yes. 2 points for Gryffindor.
Now you find a professional curling simulator, we're going to be all over that.
Ooh,
okay?
Yeah, curling is fun, man. I've been hooked on that ever since the Olympics like 12 years ago.
Hell yeah, so good to watch.
I don't know what you're saying, but let's go.
Yes. All right, this has been Not So Live from Asteroid G, getting drunk and slipping on ice at the Super Bowl. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
And your buddy, Mike Begul, going to go fail an onside kick again because nobody can do that in the league anymore. We'll see you next season.